Steve lives in Longmont, has been married almost 45 years. He's a father, a grandfather, a fisherman. Let's talk tonight. He's talking about what God thinks of today. Yeah, how are we to react and talk about our faith? So please welcome Steve.
Thank you very much. By a show of hands, how many of you were here in January, either Zoom or here, and we did our prayer cards and half a dozen or so, more than half a dozen. Okay, get your prayer cards out. Yeah. Give me a little feedback. How'd that go for you? When I walked in's Bible study, here's my, I have the seven dwarves and the three stooges. I named them all. Now, that's not real funny to me because I suffered a head injury in January when we had that ice storm. I laid myself out in the driveway and hit here and here. And what am I doing here today? I mean, I really feel like that. I'm much, much better, but it's been a long haul. Give you an idea, it was real slick, and I'm putting out ice salt because the neighbors come over. And I get out about from here to the cameraman and on the driveway, boom, hit here and here. And I roll over, I go, I know you're hurt, but sit up. And I've had some background in care and prevention of athletic injury, so I get myself in the house, and I sit down and know that nausea is kind of the key. So I drink some water. Okay, I'm okay. Where are my glasses? I got to go back out on the slip driveway because they're up at the garage door. Get back in, and I ate some soup. I took aspirin, which doctors told me I shouldn't have. I should have been taking Advil or something. Sit down for 15 minutes. My wife's not home. I'm just catching my breath. Where's my hearing aid? Third time out to the garage. It's out at the mailbox. I mean, I blew myself up. And so whatever you hear today, I have no idea what's happening. But I'm glad to hear that you all are talking. You know, you've all been talking here on talk of the music, on talk of the announcements and all that, because you're going to get to talk today. I've been watching the news and, you know, praying like, God, what do you want me to do today? And these topics just come up and up and up. And I watched Nora O'Donnell, I think is her name, on Channel 4 at 5:30 to 6 for national news. And I'll kind of bet my wife and say, okay, I think these are going to be the stories. You know, there's going to be something on Ukraine. There's going to be something on the economy. There's going to be something. And so I grabbed some topics here. And we're going to work through these topics. So what you'll end up doing is you guys are going to be partners with these three. You guys are those three. And you all might scoot up here a little bit. And you all will be approved. And you'll be approved. So everybody's going to have a group. One, two, three, four, five.
We got a group on TV too.
Well, those guys, they need to show up here, as do I. I definitely should come one often. And Gene just jumped my case on Wednesdays. We do, you know, Don Carpenter and Rinsel, and then have the Wednesday morning one. And I love Zoom. You know, I get there, I'm in my jammies, I watch a while, put it on, you know, mute or video, and then I can go to the bathroom, brush my teeth, and come back. And then when it's over, he jumped me. He says, you know, you left early. Yeah, I left early. I always do. I mean, why do I want to listen to all these prayers? You know, I've got enough prayers at home. Okay, so huddle up there. And one, two, man, these are some topics. What you'll do is you'll read the topic, and the idea is after a 3, 4, 5 minutes of discussion, someone in the group's going to say, you know what, we found out this is a hot topic, and here are some Bible verses that support God's position and or perhaps our position. Does that make sense? Look, he's already spun around, stole a muffin off of this guy's man. Okay, who's the toughest in this group? Which group do you think is going to be the toughest? Good, solid. Yeah. Well, I can't. This is hard.
I can type. We can type a message in for him, Steve.
So. And I don't have another topic. So they can come into you.
Carl, in the way in the back.
Yeah, Carl.
Carl, where's the
Carl, you are the man. You're gonna lead these people right here on that. And
who's the one beater? No.
You guys take this one.
You got give you guys an easy one.
This one's just here.
All right, so you're in your group, you've got a topic, and in the next 5 minutes, talk about the topic. As Christians, what do we think of this, and what do we have from the Bible that will support our Christianity? And I have Bibles up here if you need some Bibles.
Are you ready to give your report on that group? Are you trying to sit?
No, I'm trying to
sit. Well, throw the microphone at that group right now, because those guys are out on. Okay, Carl's got it. Okay, why don't you focus back here? What topic needs to be in, Carl?
The topic we got is parades. We listened to a
Carl.
And we are looking to go to a pride parade in Jackson. We also learned is all of us have a pretty keen idea of God's view on homosexuality. None of us have a clue about what those scriptures are, where they're found in the Bible.
Romans 1.
Romans 1 is where I'm at right now. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. And I guess you could stop right there. What we see, what you agree here, is we find a group of men and women who suppress the truth that God has given them about their bodies, about our culture, about what marriage is. And rather than accept what's written about marriage and our sexuality, they'd rather make up something on their own. And so what they're guilty of is exactly what's being said here. You suppress the truth and you live with the consequences. The sad part is they're forcing everyone else to live those consequences as well. So Romans 1:18 would be a great place to start.
All right, we'll give a big round of applause. Good job. Let's go on Zoom here. What did you guys chat about up there in
the our topic was the January 6th committee. And it seemed as though what the fellas wanted to see mostly was the truth and peace within the country. There was a comment about what is the source of truth. And then there was some discussion that with a lot of caveats that this analogy breaks down real quick, but that Christ, Jesus, was taken from one trial in the Sanhedrin to Herod to the Pharisees, going through many trials, and they all came back down to say, crucify him. These trials were done in the dead of night. Again, what the fellas on the group wanted to see was the truth and peace in the country.
That's Dana Alford is a great guy. Dana graduated from one of my Dale Carnegie courses in the 80s.
No.
All right, this group back here.
So our topic was the Second Amendment. You got a gun? And so we thought, the first thing I think that occurred to us was, we're supposed to turn the other cheek. We decided that was sort of more of an interpersonal kind of situation where someone might be insulting you in some way, but certainly not defending yourself from a life, in a life defensive way, or defending your family. So I don't know that we're supposed to have our wives and our husbands, our daughters and sons line up to get their cheeks slapped. And so then we thought, okay, well, what are some of the protective things? Is this a God-given right to defend ourselves and our family as well as our tribe? So we thought of Israel. We thought about how Joe prayed for his family. His family got flattened, but he prayed. He was a faithful man. He prayed, which is a defensive thing to do. And God ultimately restored, gave him a new family. So we thought about Nehemiah coming back and rebuilding the wall, where everybody was tasked with rebuilding simultaneously. They had to hold a weapon, so they were ready to defend themselves at any time. We thought about Genesis 14. Joshua goes into the land and takes what God has given him. You could say that's a violent act, or those may have been violent acts, but that's what God said. And the most emblematic thing that we saw was David standing up against Goliath. So David went, he wasn't king at the time, but he certainly deserved to be the king, and he showed it. He killed Goliath. He defended all of Israel. We talked about the sword of the spirit, which I didn't quite understand that one, but that's what we did. And so that's what we did. And we thought it was a God-given right. I think we agreed on that. And there you go.
You know, we didn't.
So do not mess with this group, because these guys are packed and ready.
So our question was, will Putin be going to heaven? Yeah. So, you know, our first thought, some of our thoughts were, if God's will, his sins can be forgiven. There's different degrees of sin. God is the judge of all the earth. And if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. And I remember personally, I did a study a few years back about the 10 most wickedest men in history. And of course, you know, you had Hitler, you had Stalin, you had Mao Zedong, you had Val the Decapper, the vampire guy that cut off people's heads, and all these wicked people. And it came down to, at the end of the day, though, yes, those are egregious, you know, grotesque, wicked sins, but our sins is not as, you know, gross or, you know, as those. They still deserve the same, you know, consequences. But we came, or one of the scriptures that we came up with is 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, for he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And so for any of us, and you just hear about all those deathbed confessions and everything, John Wayne, you know, all these different guys, Steve McQueen, I believe, but all these guys on their deathbed. As long as there's breath, there's hope.
So we had our topic was about college athletics, NIL, which stands for name, image, likeness. And the first thing that struck a chord is image and likeness. And so we kind of started talking about idolatry. And, you know, what is idolatry? And are we guilty of idolatry? And I think that, you know, we each need to really reflect on that in our own lives. And where does God stand? What is his position relative to each one of us? And, you know, I don't think that we came to a conclusion, and nobody wants to think of themselves as an idolater. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of the, well, if we believe that the Ten Commandments are relevant today, and I think that we do, I mean, it's one of the first commandments. Mm-hmm. And in the early church, you know, when Paul was ministering to the Gentiles and went to some of the pillars of the faith in Jerusalem, and Luke, he wanted kind of their blessing to minister to the Gentiles. He asked, you know, what should I tell these people? You know, they didn't want to burden them with the entire law. But what came out of that was, you know, they shouldn't worship idols, and they should abstain from sexual immorality. So us being Gentiles, that's what we're called to do. And how good of a job have we done? And we can be forgiven. But unless we're taking a daily account, I think that, you know, we can fall in that slippery slope just like anybody else. So one of our, I was given a verse in Psalms 135, 15 through 18. I'll just read that real quick. The idols of the nations are silver and gold made by the hands of men. They have mouths but cannot speak, eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, nor is there breath in their mouths. Those who make them will be like them, and so will all those who trust in them.
So in wrapping this up, are you more prepared to talk to people about topics knowing that we've got the answers in our Bibles? And the question I don't want an answer for, but has it been the same every century since, you know, the time? So we're always at battle, are we not?
Amen.
Well, you didn't ask about the seven dwarves and what name I gave Jane. You know, there's grumpy and sneezy and bashful and dopey and curly and all that. He's happy. Gene is my happy guy. And then to wrap up finally is, I brought a fly rod today because Ed wants me to do something on fly rod with him. Unfortunately, I just broke the tip of $1,000 rod in the garage when I came over here. Really, didn't even get a reel on it. And then there's another part of my life that I'd like to talk to you about at some point, and that's my 21 years of officiating. And what happens when you're a Christian out there and the coaches are yelling at you? Let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you for these men and their participation today. It certainly helped me understand the current culture better and where I can go to have strength to continue to profess you and your son. And it's in his name I pray, amen.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you.